from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
We will recap day 3 of training camp for you.
We have a long way to go, and that's why training camp is here. That's why we practice. So they're doing a good job. We got a long way to go.
Just trying to make sure we get that chemistry, you know what I'm saying? Build off the spring, and yeah, just keep going.
I'm grateful to be a fan favorite, and you know, I'm just hoping to come out there and put on a show for them and execute, you know, do my job on the field.
Mike Danger.
Hard to make a declarative statement other than what you see with your own eyes, and what you're seeing with your own eyes here is still practice. It's not necessarily going to translate to what we see when they actually put on the pads and when they actually do get into some meaningful games.
Gene Battaglia.
I think if you're a Bills fan, this is exactly what you want. Okay, we're going to talk about this wide receiver battle. We're going to talk about the safety battle. You don't want any injuries. You don't want any drama. You just want a lot of work here.
95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia, live from St. John Fisher University. Day 3 of Buffalo Bills training camp just wrapped up, and joined now by defensive tackle Daquan Jones. Welcome back into the Sports Bar, bud. Good to see you again.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Daquan, you played here in the Southern Tier, New York State, and we have a connection here. This guy over here played for Corning East in 2010. Can you confirm that you pancaked our engineer Derek back in high school?
I'm not sure. I mean, I don't know. It could have happened. I'm not sure.
Just to be clear, you're at Johnson City. This guy, Corning East, 2010 graduate. Your paths would have crossed, right?
Yeah, we would have played for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, his face is all red. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I'm fairly certain you abused him when you guys met on the high school football field.
What color? What color? What color was Courtney East?
We were the maroon.
Maroon.
West was the green.
Yep.
And they merged, right? That's the big.
They merged after we graduated.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Maroon, yeah.
How's camp been so far, Daquan?
Pretty good. Pretty good 3 days. Not too bad. No complaints, really.
Lots of new faces, new opportunities.
We got a lot of guys in the D-line room, but it's been great, man, out here. The chemistry's been great. The meeting's been great. And we're kind of just all gelling really well together.
Daquan, we saw the end of practice today. How special was it to have Kim Pegula address the team? What was that like?
Oh, that was cool. I mean, for me, that was like one of the first times I was that close to her after everything that happened. And to see her up walking around and be able to do that was pretty cool.
Now, it's a small thing, but, you know, we notice little details. No guardian cap for you. Is that by choice, or they run out of guardian caps for you guys today?
Well, they're like the new helmets you can get.
Yeah.
There's like 2 different helmets you can wear. If you wear those, you don't have to wear the guardian cap.
Okay.
So, I got a new helmet. It's one of the safest ones they made, so I'm rocking with that one.
Yeah, nice. Okay, that explains it.
Yeah.
Today, being back on the field, Daquan noticed something last year. It was one of the night games, and this is after the London game, after the injury happened. You were around the team. I remember seeing you in the tunnel, seeing you being around. How important was that for you just to be there throughout the rehab process?
Yeah, I mean, it was huge for my mental. I think when they told me that I had an opportunity to come back, I didn't want to get complacent and try to go somewhere else in rehab. I wanted to do it around the guys to kind of feel like I never left type energy. So I kind of just stayed here, rehabbed, and Still went to meetings, everything like that. And I think it was big for me to kind of be here and show support to my guys who I grinded with all training camp and even, you know, the first quarter of the season. That I'm here, I'm cheering for them. And any question they needed to ask as far as film, whatever, like, I'm watching it. I'm another set of eyes on the game day. So just trying to make sure that I was there for them to help them in any way I can.
And it sure feels like that's the kind of move that gets you rewarded with the two-year extension. Did you think to yourself after the playoff loss to Kansas City, I got to get back to Buffalo this year. This has got to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely wanted to come back. Again, I didn't know just because of, you know, this being 32. You know what I mean? You never know what's going to happen. And, you know, just talked to Bean, and we got a deal done, and I'm grateful for it, and I'm ready to go back to work.
Yeah, we're excited to see Daquan Jones back on the defensive line this year for the Buffalo Bills. And the guy you're next to, notice one play today by Ed Oliver breaking up the pass there. What's it been like with Ed? How's he coming along and working with him this year?
Yeah, I think you know, the first couple of days we're all just trying to get back in that groove and trying to find it. But I think he's going to pick up what he did last year. I think his confidence is through the roof. And I've been saying, I think he's a hell of a player. And I'm really excited to go out there and play with him and stay healthy and get through a whole season with him. And I'm going to do my damn best to make sure that happens. So.
Day three of camp, still no pads. Day off tomorrow, then the practice on Sunday.
Yep.
How hard is it when you're not wearing pads? How hard is it to not hit someone? How hard is it to not hit the quarterback? I mean, you got the red jersey, so you kind of have trained yourself in practice not hitting that guy, but how hard is it to not be a little bit more physical than you want to be?
Can I be completely honest with you? I think as far as O-line and D-line, when we put pads on, it sounds kind of crazy, but nothing really changes.
Really?
I mean, we're still striking each other with our hands and stuff like that. It just sounds a little louder. I mean, and maybe the thud up on a running back is a little different. You can kind of thud them up a little more, but far for the guys up front, I think we are kind of used to just kind of banging all day, and with that, it just really doesn't change that much. But I am looking forward to get pads on, just kind of get that feel back and go out there and compete with the guys.
We're talking to Daquan Jones, defensive lineman, recruiter. Like, how big a role did you have in bringing over your friend Austin Johnson to Buffalo this year?
Yeah, I mean, I told him straight up, man, I'm like, dude, like, if you want to win and have a chance to play and play in the style of defense that you want to, I mean, Buffalo's the spot. And I just sent him that message, and probably like a day later, he called me back, told me he's gonna come up here to Buffalo to visit, and he called me with Bobby, and kind of the rest is history. So
talk about Bobby a little bit, because we notice, at least I noticed, there's a lot of energy with that guy. I mean, he conducts his practices, and you can tell he's into it, and he expects you guys to run at high volume with a lot of tempo and a lot of energy. How much of a departure is that from what Sean had going on last year as a defensive coordinator?
I mean, it's just how Bobby is, man. His energy is infectious, and how he approaches the game, and he does it. You walk in the meeting room, like, you know, meetings tonight, this afternoon, he's going to have the energy in there, right? And you know, his message is best in the world, and you know, every day we gotta live by that, and we're going to practice field, and he kind of just translates over there. He's running around and making sure that everyone's doing their job, and you know, like I said earlier, he's there, and he can give you feedback on the field, which is very hard and very you don't see that a lot, and he can give feedback to everybody. I'm like, how you got two eyes and you're watching every position, right? But like, he does it. I don't know how he does it, but he does it. And I just think he's a hell of a coach. He's a coach we definitely need in that position, and I'm just looking forward to going through a whole season with it.
Yeah, just like any year, a lot of new faces. One of them on the defensive line, a third-round pick, Dwayne Carter.
Yeah.
How's he coming along, and what's your role when it comes to a young guy like that? What are you trying to do and show him the ropes there?
Yeah, you let him play his game, let him be who he is, and just be there when he needs a question answered. But let him just go, let him be. Don't let him. Don't make him think too much, and don't try to put too much on his plate. Just let him go out there and play the game. They got him here, and so I think he's doing a great job. He had a couple great plays today, and flying around. I think his work ethic is pretty impressive for a young guy, and also his knowledge of the game. So I think he'd be good fit for us.
Daquan, a lot has been made in the last couple of days of comments that Von Miller made after first day of training camp, talking about how, hey, look, I mean, last year I probably shouldn't have gone out there. I maybe wasn't 100%. Do you notice a difference between Vaughn this summer versus Vaughn last summer when he was still rehabbing that ACL?
Yeah, I think it's night and day. I think he's doing a heck of a job. You can see his confidence building every day, and how he's out there rushing and making moves. And I'm just happy he's at peace in his mind and where his body's at, and he can play to a level that we all know and expect.
Daquan, to bring the interview full circle here, the path you took, I mean, playing high school football, getting to the NFL, high school football in New York State, yeah. It's the not the easiest path as compared to other states. What would be your advice to any young man right now that's just starting out on this path, and you know, how were you able to do it, Daquan?
I think the best thing I would say is, like, you know, you have to make sure you have a strong mental and kind of fortitude your mind to kind of block out all the noise. I mean, you know, early on, you can the choices to really choose to either play football or go run in the streets or make those bad decisions, those are big. And I think when I think back about my life, I mean, I definitely had those situations come in my life where I had to choose, and just choosing right and making sure that you surround yourself with good people. And like, for me, I had all my high school coaches to give me credit. You know, my high school football coach, Bill, would pick me up at like 5 o'clock in the morning. I'll go work out before school and go to school and stay after and work out and, you know, do all this stuff with him. And so he been someone who's been really helped me when I was that young, and all my teachers, like, just really having that good community around you. So that's why I give so much credit to my teachers and my coaches back home, because, you know, they really helped me out and made it a lot easier. But at the same time, outside of that, just making those right choices, man, and trying to know what you want, knowing that you want to be better for yourself.
Daquan, we're glad you're back. We're glad football is back, because it ends a downtime. I mean, I'm flipping through channels looking for action, any action I can find. ESPN comes on. There's Daquan Jones throwing cornhole.
Yeah.
Talk to me about cornhole. What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, look, I blame Dion for introducing it to me when I first got here. But like, I fell in love with it, man. I truly did. And he reached out to me and goes like, "Hey, I'm having an event in Louisiana. Would you want to do it?" I'm like, "Yeah, like, why not?" Like, and I went out there and you know, came back with a win. And the best part about it was, we came down to me and Dion playing against each other, and just to get that win over him, it was freaking amazing. I loved it. And you know, I've been playing ever since. I go home and I throw bags just to practice. So that might be my pastime after this.
You just gave us a little glimpse into your head. You're kind of soft spoken, and you know, you come off like you don't have a mean streak, but at the end of the day, you're a competitor. You've got that juice.
Sure.
You want to beat up the guy that's across from you. You want to win every single battle you're in.
For sure. Yeah, I'm a nice guy, but like I compete. I'm competitive. I don't like to lose. I don't do what I do to lose. So I definitely got a little mean streak in me.
Is there any cornhole tournament going on here at Fisher after hours? We heard there's other activities. What did KJ Hamler call it? The nerd game that Josh Allen's doing or something like that?
Oh, I haven't heard about that one, but we have not gotten the games yet. I do want to get those going, though. The board's right there and up there in the hall, so all we got to do is put them outside, and I guarantee we get a good crowd going.
I love it. Daquan, thank you for making time for us.
No
we know
problem.
How busy your schedule is here at St. John Fisher for training camp. It's good to have you back in the sports bar. Best of luck this season.
Stay healthy,
man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
There is Daquan Jones, Buffalo Bills defensive tackle, who stopped by the sports bar earlier to give us his update here at training camp, St. John Fisher University.
Yeah, now I'm in the mood to play cornhole here. Get ready for the weekend.
Nothing wrong with playing bags. A lot of fun. And didn't know that that was something that Daquan was into until you're flipping around and you're like, wait a minute, what's Daquan Jones and Deion Dawkins doing playing professional cornhole? This is odd, but just a fun guy and really excited to be able to have him on with us again this year here in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Day three of Buffalo Bills training camp, Gino.
Yeah, I was really excited at the start of practice today for Josh Allen, because it was his best on full display in a 7-on-7. Now, you could say 7-on-7, there's no pass rush. Okay, well, he's going against the top defenders on the back end, and, well, you saw all the varieties of throws. The back shoulder grab by Dalton Kincaid, that's a tough pass to, you know, throw. You had the bullet to Keon Coleman, so Keon Coleman can bring in the heat. Coleman actually beating Rasul Douglas on that play. And then you had just this beautiful teardrop along the right sideline to Khalil Shakir, and like, okay, Josh is ready. He's on fire. You know, when we got to the 11-on-11, it was a little different there later in the practice.
Yeah, a great start to the practice in both 7-on-7 and 11-on-11. And afterwards, Allen ended up throwing three straight passes. That ended up interceptions. One of them maybe was an interception because there was probably a pass interference on the call. But, you know, these were the first three turnovers from Allen in the first 3 days here of practice. And, you know, he sailed one on Matt Collins. Taylor Rapp gets the interception there. He takes a deep shot to MVS, who was double covered, had two defenders near him. And that might have been a pass interference where Christian Benford ends up grabbing the overthrow there. And then the very next pass, not really sure if it was Keon or Khalil that needed to be at a spot where Allen threw it to, thinking they would be there. It was just Kyrie Elam stepping up, making a play, and taking it to the house for a pick six. So that was the end of practice. So you get a little bit good Josh, bad Josh today, but when he's on, he's looked really, really sharp.
What about the other end? Well, you had a couple nice pass rushes. We talked to Ryan Talbot, New York Upstate, kind enough to join us live here this afternoon, and talking about Greg Rousseau today. Greg Rousseau beating Spencer Brown cleanly around the ball, beating Deion Dawkins. He had a really nice practice, did Greg Rousseau. Also, really nice play, too, from Ed Oliver today. Again, in on that 11-on-11, putting his paw up in the air. You know, look, sometimes you can't get to the quarterback. That is just as good, knocking the pass down. So, some good defensive line play today.
Yeah, and a couple of opportunities here for some players to get some first-team reps, including Dwayne Smoot, defensive end, who started getting some time with the first team yesterday, back with them again today. And you saw Smoot kind of his versatility going from the edge, playing on the inside at times as well. And also rookie safety Cole Bishop getting some time with the first team alongside Taylor Rapp. Taylor Rapp has been the constant with the first team. You did see Mike Edwards return to the first team with Bishop. They were kind of rotating in there. Damar Hamlin, the constant in the second group of the Bills secondary there, but Rapp and Cole Bishop giving some first team reps together.
Yeah, I want to go back to something Ryan Talbot mentioned last hour about Taylor Rapp, because I've been critical of Taylor Rapp. Others have been critical, but you know, and personally, I think, okay, well, the Bills had their choice. They would hope somebody would step up, but Brian's like, no. And again, take Pro Football Focus for what it is. But Rapp, the last month of the season, he was really nice for this Bills team, and that's why he's back here, because he did bring something back in December and January.
Yeah, I think much like you saw with Dalton Kincaid, a lot of the hesitation to use some of these guys early on in their time with the Bills stems from a lack of knowledge of the playbook. So if you're Dalton Kincaid and you come in last year as a rookie and you're scratching and going, why aren't we seeing more Dalton Kincaid? He started to grasp what was going on and certainly made the most of his opportunities with Dawson Knox being injured. You saw Taylor Rapp get used a little bit more down the stretch last year with a little bit more familiarity in Sean McDermott's defense. I would imagine that you'd see the same thing out of Keon Coleman through the course of the season. Maybe I'm wrong on that, but it's not really whether or not you're a rookie. It's whether or not you understand. Do you understand what you're being asked to do, and can you execute what you're being asked to do? And if it takes you half a season, then so be it. We'll get you out there when you're ready to get out there. But it was, I thought, refreshing to see Cole Bishop, the rookie, out there with some first-team reps alongside Taylor Rapp.
Yeah, and then the one, it was very emotional to see Kim Pegula. I believe this was the first time she's been in the public eye since June of 2022, Danger, where she came out, helped break the huddle. The Bills have posted this on their social media feed where Josh Allen comes in, says 3-2-1 Bills, and Kim putting her hand up into the air. Terry Pegula walking out with Kim and the whole team kind of gathering around. So that was a very emotional moment that I'm sure the family will remember for a long time.
Yeah, and a special moment, I think, not just for the Pegulas, but for the team. I mean, you know, she has been a big part of the success and the growth of the Buffalo Bills here over the course of the Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean era. And I wouldn't wish what the Pegulas have gone through in terms of her health failing on anyone. It's a devastating thing for a family. It's a devastating thing to your family's structure. So if seeing her today, it was something that I think could be emotional for a lot of people. I think it was encouraging for a lot of people, and certainly a special moment for not just the Buffalo Bills, but for the Pegula family. A welcome sight seeing Kim break the huddle there for the Buffalo Bills at the end of practice.
Honestly, today overall, my big takeaway, this is as good as it gets. I mean, perfect weather. Yes, there were some mistakes on the field, but again, knock on wood or something, like, no, we can't report on any injuries here, folks. Everything really feels good in the sunshine here at Fisher.
Yeah, we had the chance to hear from defensive coordinator Bobby Babich for the first time before practice today. After practice, Curtis Samuel, Keon Coleman, Taron Johnson, amongst the Bills that were speaking to the media. And you're right, Gino, like, right now feels like this could be as good as it gets in terms of where the Bills are at, how they look, the overall climate around the organization right now. Now, we did have some tumultuous goings on in Miami. It looks like they have solidified their quarterback, at least for the next few years here, with their extension of Tua Tagovailoa.
So, Tua Tagovailoa now only behind Joe Burrow and Trevor Lawrence in terms of average annual value. He's number three on the list. 4 years, $212.4 million. This is the going rate, Danger. And the idea that he's going to get paid a little bit more than $10 million per year as compared to Josh Allen.
Yeah.
That, to me, is the takeaway. Like, okay, if the Bills want to do right by their quarterback, now is not the time. But you and I see a storyline coming up this offseason.
For sure. I think if Josh Allen performs the way we all think he can perform and exceeds expectations this year for this team, then, yeah, next offseason we're talking about an extension for Josh Allen. And by the way, I think you could say the same thing for Patrick Mahomes, who, when you look at where these two quarterbacks are, these two elite quarterbacks are, relative to their peers, they're complete bargains for their teams. They're a bargain for the Chiefs. Mahomes is a bargain for the Chiefs, and Allen is a bargain for the Bills. And at some point, that rent comes due. You're going to have to pay up.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And if you're a Dolphin fan, think, oh, that's too much money. No, sorry. That's the way the game is played. You don't have another option. Where does this kind of leave Jordan Love? It's good news for Jordan Love because I want exactly what Tua got, right? And maybe he gets a fifth year tacked onto that. Dak Prescott, a big winner in this, as well as he's wanting his new deal.
So that's the biggest story to come out of the NFL this afternoon. As far as the Bills are concerned, tomorrow it's their first day off of training camp, so they'll have their Saturday off, returning to practice Sunday morning. That's another 9:45 start, and Sunday, Matthew Smiley, the special teams coordinator, will be meeting with the media prior to practice, and I think that's an interesting media session as well, because obviously the new kickoff rule is going to command the conversation there. What do the Bills have, and what the Bills have in mind for dealing with this play that no NFL player has ever really dealt with?
It's not a bold prediction, but my prediction is that you will have this new kickoff rule directly impact every team in a game this year. We're going to point to a game, maybe multiple games, like, wow, the kickoff rule swayed that game, and that's what the reason we won or we lost, and you're hoping the Buffalo Bills are ahead of the curve on this.
We will be back here again Monday afternoon starting at 3 o'clock. They do practice again on Monday. They practice also on Tuesday before getting another day off coming up here on Wednesday if you're looking at that Buffalo Bills schedule. And by the way, make sure you're following The Fan Rochester across all of our platforms. We're trying to keep you as updated as possible with our guest interviews, our full shows, our highlights. That includes the social media as well, the Instagram, the Facebooks, the Twitters, the X, at The Fan Rochester, and we'll keep you updated on everything that we're seeing. Let us be your ears and eyes at Buffalo Bills training camp if you haven't had the chance to get out to St. John Fisher just yet. Let's get to a round of shots next, Gino.
Yeah, trade deadline. It started while you were sleeping last night. Clearly, the Tampa Bay Rays are selling, and they made a move within the last hour. We'll tell you where one of their pitchers is going and how this is really going to help a team that is going to be in contention. We'll set you up for the rest of the weekend in baseball. Oh, yeah, by the way, the Olympics have started.
Yeah.
We'll get to that. And Charles Barkley has come out with a statement.
Oh.
In regards to this TNT lawsuit. I shouldn't say TNT lawsuit. It's Warner Brothers Discovery lawsuit against the NBA.
Okay. Well, when Chuck speaks, I listen. I can't wait to hear what he had to say. All of our guests here at training camp appear on the Ace Swim and Leisure hot seat. Ace Swim and Leisure, sponsoring our training camp coverage at Chilai Avenue, Ridge Road, Webster, aceswim.com. Also being sponsored by Maddie's Motorsports, with locations in Farmington, Spencerport, and Dansville. Maddie'sMotorsports.com. A round of shots next on The Fan Rochester.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Fan Rochester Sports Update.
Kim Pegula at practice today. She broke down the huddle at the end of the morning workout. Practice 3 going smoothly. One of the newcomers here, wide receiver Curtis Smith.
That was fun. You know, I mean, anytime I get the ball in my hands, I'm excited. You know, that's why I don't limit myself, you know, just playing outside, you know, whatever the case may be, inside, outside, you know, in the backfield. I don't limit myself.
Samuel seeing some reps today at running back. No on-the-field work tomorrow. Next practice here at Fisher is coming up on Sunday. The Miami Dolphins have extended the contract of quarterback Tua Tagovailoa 4 years, $212.4 million. Yankees and Red Sox tonight at Fenway. Boston acquiring pitcher James Paxton from the Dodgers. Rochester Red Wings are home tonight, taking on Lehigh Valley. We're live from Bills Camp at St. John Fisher University. Gene Battaglia, the sports leader. The Fan Rochester.
From the field to the court to the rink, the sports leader is there. 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
Live from Buffalo Bills training camp, St. John Fisher University, it is the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Glad you're with us. Appreciate you listening along at 95.7 FM, AM 950, your smart device when you ask it to play 95.7 The Fan. And a special hello to everybody checking out the stream on our YouTube channel at The Fan Rochester, also streaming on Twitch as we get to a round of shots, Gino.
Yeah, while you were sleeping, one of the top outfielders on the trade block, well, he got traded. Randy Arozarena goes from Tampa Bay to Seattle. Arozarena was the 2021 AL Rookie of the Year. You remember he had a couple really nice postseasons. But this year, he's only batting 211.
But what Tampa got back wasn't much. Two minor leaguers that were lower level, one guy being a former fourth-round pick, the other guy being a former sixth-round pick. Tampa then, just in the last hour, perhaps their top star that was on the block, Zach Elfin, goes to Baltimore.
Okay.
So Baltimore needing a starting pitcher, and they said to get one within the division here.
So Baltimore gets theirs. I like a Rosarena as a player. He is down this year. I wonder if that change of scenery returns him to form because, you know, I think that World Baseball Classic.
Yes.
He was just a fun player. Like, Major League Baseball is better when Randy Rosarena is balling out.
Which seems more unlikely here? The fact that the Mets, again, let me restate that. The fact that the Mets are only a half game back of the Braves, or the Red Sox, if they sweep the Yankees this weekend, the Red Sox and Yankees will be tied in the loss column. Both are true statements. Yankees Sox tonight at Fenway. That highlights your baseball schedule this weekend. It'll be the Saturday night game on Fox, the Sunday night game on ESPN. Other matchups this weekend include the Mets and Braves, Cleveland and Philadelphia. The Padres remain the Beltway. They are in Baltimore.
So I can't really make fun of you, Gene, because you're stating facts. Everything you just mentioned is true, and I'll leave it at that.
And what a wonderful win that was last night.
Okay, all right. Now, see, this is where you take it too far.
And
now you're just setting yourself up for disappointment, Gene. Don't do that. I care too much about you as a friend for you to get sucked in. Don't get sucked in.
I saw Dan Fates on the sideline today and just went up to him like, Dan, because he played baseball at Fredonia. Dan, would you have made that catch? And the answer was yes.
Yeah, it was. It was ugly.
Terrible.
It was ugly defense, and the Mets get the walk off last night. And you know what? When you see, I wouldn't blame you if you're a Mets fan if you saw that and you thought maybe this is something. Maybe the things are just going our way for this period. But Gene, don't do it. Don't fall into the trap. Don't let this team break your heart again. I see you wearing your Mets shirt proudly today. You were wearing it just to show off. You wanted somebody to say, "Yeah, those Mets, huh? Okay."
Yeah. Well, you keep it, this is your only defense. Like, look at history. Look at history. You're going to be disappointed. Yeah. I'm having fun.
Oh, good.
I'm having fun. And when we come back on Monday, maybe the Mets are in second place in the NL. Now we're looking at Philadelphia.
Okay.
Tracking them.
Oh,
down.
My goodness. Okay.
Tonight, for the first time, an opening ceremony of the Olympics, not in a stadium, but rather going down a river, the Seine River in Paris, going past all their landmarks. Let's just make this clear. This is already concluded. Paris 6 hours ahead of us on the East Coast. The flag bearers of the United States tonight, you'll see LeBron James and Coco Gauff.
Is there normally more than one flag bearer? I thought there was only one, usually. This is different to me. I feel like there's usually like a flag bearer, but we have two.
Correct. So I don't. I guess
we're carrying two flags.
Are we going to hand it off at some point?
Can you carry multiple flags during the opening ceremonies? I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm a little ignorant on this topic because I don't spend a ton of time watching opening ceremonies of the Olympics. I like the action, but I feel like I have an opportunity tonight. I feel like I can get my kids a little bit more excited about sports if we watch the opening ceremonies and they start to, you know, invest a little time in the Olympics.
What do we say here in the sports bar about the Olympics? It's sports for people who don't like sports.
Well, I think you like the competition, though, right?
Listen, I'm not going out of my way. It's not appointment television for me.
Oh, I'll watch some of the Olympics. I mean,
not saying I won't watch. It's not the NFL. It's not whatever's on the Major League Baseball schedule. It's not the NBA. That's my point.
Yeah,
if
that's
it's
fair.
On, it's on.
That's fair.
Yeah,
but I think there'll be some events that capture the collective attention of our country here over the course of the next couple of weeks. I'm kind of excited for it, and I hope wish me luck in trying to convert my children, who are also their mother's child, into, you know, maybe giving a little bit more in terms of their love of sports.
I think the fact that it's in Paris tonight, hey, there's the Eiffel Tower, I'm going to mess up the names of the landmarks, but of all the countries to be involved in a drone spying scandal,
yes,
the Olympics.
Yes.
Who would have guessed it would be Canada?
Yes,
those
Canada.
Cheaters.
What are we doing with Canada? I mean, let's devise a plan, because between this and the wildfires, their general lack of support of what we got going on, this is it, right? You're on your last leg here, Canada.
Yeah, raise their tariffs or whatever it's going to be. Like Canada's coach, Beb Priestman, she was fired overnight. So the players literally woke up and they were told, oh, by the way, we fired your coach. This after New Zealand complained that drones were going overhead during their practice. The Canadian men's team was also accused of using drones during the Copa tournament. I did not know this. I learned this from listening to Tasker, and by listening to Tasker, I mean he's right next to us here on Radio Row here at Fisher. Literally, they put this in the job posting for video. Somebody needs to know how to fly drones.
How to pilot a drone. So they put it in the job posting that we want an experienced cheater, somebody who knows how to spy on other teams. Hey, Greg Berhalter, by the way, probably could have taken a cue from Canada here. Maybe a little bit more effort in your cheating with drone footage, and you get Team USA into the knockout stage of Copa like Canada made.
It's the stupidest way to cheat, too. Like, there's other ways you could film people, I suppose. But here's the thing I know about drones, right? They make noise. You see them in the sky, and you say, what is that? Why is that here?
I don't know. How much noise do they really make? I mean, you can kind of hear the propellers a little bit if it's close by, but
yeah.
If it's high up, I think you're probably safe. I don't know. Last time I saw a drone was 4th of July. You just see drones flying in like fireworks displays now because people want to capture that footage. You know, like, by the way, every 4th of July, you can shelve the video footage of the fireworks display. We've all seen it.
What happened here, and this was a game at Fisher, this very stadium, Fisher Football, last year, we had a drone delay. Because a drone came over, not that anybody was spying, somebody was just having fun, where they put it literally between the goalposts. Like, what? Well, it didn't affect the game or anything.
Wanted to get that footage of somebody kicking a field goal or an extra point?
Maybe some student or somebody here in Pittsburgh was having some fun.
I like that.
So sure. Charles Barkley has released a statement regarding the NBA leaving TNT. For Amazon, quote, clearly the NBA has wanted to break up with us from the beginning. I'm not sure TNT ever had a chance. TNT matched the money, but the league knows Amazon and these tech companies are the only ones willing to pay the rights when they double in the future.
Uh-huh.
The NBA didn't want to piss them off.
Uh-huh.
It's a sad day when owners and commissioners choose money over the fans. It just sucks. Warner Brothers Discovery, by the way. In case you missed it, is suing the NBA.
Yes, and I'm going to have Charles Barkley as a character witness. I'm going to bring Kenny Albert up on the stand as well. We're all going to sue. We're suing everybody. This is wrong, and we want punitive damages. We're going to sue Stephen A. Smith. We're going to sue Marissa Tomei. We're going to sue Joe Pesci. Everybody. Sue everybody.
Jeff Bezos.
Amazon. Yes, they're evil. We're going to sue them. I met with Jeff Bezos, and we were trying. Jeff Bezos and Adam Silver threw me down the stairs. I landed on my ass pipe and I broke my glasses. I can't see, god damn it.
When you met Saul with Adam Silver, was he nice or mean?
No, he's a very mean man. He was very stern. He made very rude comments about my height and I think he might be racist because he threw me down the stairs and my shoes fell off and I was wearing Jordans and they fell off and those are very important shoes to me, so I'm going to sue Michael Jordan. I'm going to sue Adam Silver. I'm suing everybody.
Why are we suing Michael Jordan?
My shoes fell off, Gene.
Oh.
Keep up. Charles Barkley, I'm coming for you.
Coming for you? Wait a second. He's a character wizard.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Yes, yes. Ernie Johnson, I'm going to sue you, sue everybody.
No, Ernie
I'm very upset. Jeff Bezos was very mean to me. He has all this money, and I want what I deserve. I want my punitive damages. He was very mean. Said some very awful, awful, rude things to me about my height and about my shoe. My shoes fell off.
The background for Mike Danger, he insists he is not one of the jerky boys.
No, but I'd be lying if I said that they weren't a part of my youth growing up, that you're a product of your environment, and if you listen to Jerky Boys CDs for hours and hours on end, sometimes it'll stick. Insert everything from the late 80s and early 90s that does not hold up in 2020. 24.
No.
There you go. We're going to close up shop next in the sports bar. It's last call at 866-4326. You can have the final word before we break for the week. The Bills break for camp. Break from camp, I should say, tomorrow. No practice tomorrow, but they're back on the field Sunday. We'll recap today's action, and we'll set you up for Monday afternoon here at St. John Fisher University. Buffalo Bills training camp day 3, and we continue live next on The Fan.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester. They've raised the bar on Rochester Sports Talk. You're in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
Do you think at some point Sean McDermott pulls Matt Collins aside and says, hey, it's cute and all, but like I see a lot of guys now around the team not wearing shoes and kind of nervous about what the bottom of their feet are going to look like here as practices kind of continue day in and day out at St. John Fisher University.
It's the first time somebody steps on a pebble the wrong way or a piece of broken glass or something, then the fun will end here.
We're not too far removed from the Antonio Brown fiasco, right? We all remember what that was.
Well, that was different, though.
Different. That was self-imposed, yeah, self-imposed, for sure, yeah. But accidents can certainly happen. But Matt Collins continues to kind of be the camp darling and still without shoes. I mean, even when he's on the field, what he's wearing on the field during practice doesn't look like your standard NFL cleat. Let's just put it that way. So fun practice today, day 3 of Bills camp in the books. Josh Allen starting off hot and hitting receivers with ease. 7-on-7, 11-on-11, different targets. He hit 6 straight passes on 11-on-11 without an incompletion, and then wrapped up his day with 3 straight passes that wound up in the hands of defenders. So, good Josh and bad Josh today. Those were the first 3 turnovers of camp on the arm of Josh Allen. So that's the offensive side of the ball from practice today. Defensively, Cole Bishop getting some time with the first team defense. Matt Milano continues to look strong. Dwayne Smoot getting some time with the first team defense as well on the defensive line, playing a little bit on the interior, also playing on the edge as well. So no practice for the Buffalo Bills tomorrow. They'll return to the practice field 9:45 on Sunday morning, and on Sunday we'll also hear for the first time at Bills training camp from special teams coordinator Matthew Smiley. 9:15.
Yeah, I mean, we are real football, meaning some preseason actual football. It's closer than you think, and that's going to be the big thing. We're all going to be settling down. How does this new kickoff rule apply? Heck, we're only 6 nights away from actually seeing this. Oh, that's your Chicago Bears.
I know, a little Hall of Fame game. I normally don't get excited about the Hall of Fame game, but I'm kind of paying attention to see if Caleb Williams gets the nod, if that'll be our first chance to see Caleb Williams, or if the Bills, or I'm sorry, if the Bears will kind of shelve him for week 1 of the preseason against the Bills coming up here on August 10th. Great time today at St. John Fisher for Buffalo Bills training camp. Thanks for checking us out. Thanks for stopping by. And we will be back again on Monday starting at 3 o'clock. The Bills practice on Monday morning, 9:45, their normal time. And we'll be here Monday afternoon to be your ears and eyes at St. John Fisher University. Now, if you missed any of today's show, inside the free-to-download Odyssey app with Rewind, you can go back and listen for the next 72 hours. We'll get our guest appearances, and we'll also get our full show up and available for you to listen wherever you get your podcast. Just search out The Sports Bar, and you'll find all of our guest appearances and shows listed for you there. That includes Ryan Talbot, who stopped by last hour from NewYorkUpstate.com to share his observations from day 3 of Buffalo Bills training camp, and Bills defensive tackle Daquan Jones, who was fantastic with us earlier today in the Sports Bar as well. We learned a little bit more about Daquan's second passion. Turns out Daquan likes him some cornhole. Who amongst us doesn't?
Of course.
Very competitive guy, and Daquan Jones likes his competition in cornhole. We'll thank him for stopping by the Sports Bar today as well for the second year in a row. Get a chance to catch up with Daquan Jones of the Buffalo Bills. You'll get those guest appearances, and more when you search out the Sports Bar wherever you pod. Also, a big thank you to our sponsors, Ace Swim and Leisure, Chilai Ave, Ridge Road, and Webster, aceswim.com, and Maddie's Motorsports, locations in Farmington, Spencerport, and Dansville, maddiesmotorsports.com. Gino, have a great weekend.
You too, Danger.
We will talk to you again here live from the Pelicano Pavilion at St. John Fisher University for Buffalo Bills training camp Monday afternoon starting at 3. JR Sport Brief next on The Fan.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.